Father, may this atmosphere be filled with grace, mercy, your presence, revelation, anointing, rhema words, insight, answers, direction. We thank you for your word. Speak to us in a special way. In Jesus' name. Remain standing. You thought I was going to say sit down, right? Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. My leg's bent. Just now, my leg was bent. No, sit down. Been doing it for so many years. We're going to read the first 11 verses in the 8th chapter of Romans. The word spirit in this chapter is used 20 times. Flesh, 12 times. Y'all supposed to be reading it. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. How many of y'all are in Christ Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's the answer, though, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. But what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Now, if this don't sound familiar to you, that means you, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Notice that word flesh, spirit, flesh, spirit. Flesh is talking about your body, talking about your sensical realm. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God. Now then, indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, and he is, say it, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, right before I came out, there's another scripture the Lord added. I was going to read those scriptures. But after the 8th chapter of Romans, something specifically was said in the 9th chapter, the first verse. Specifically, something specific, we need to catch a hold of this. I say the truth in Christ, Romans 9:1. You see it? I lie not. Now notice what he said. My conscience, you're talking about your soul, you're talking about your... Right. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. You may be seated, get your pens out, get ready. I'm going to use a word, it's plural. The word I'm going to use is going to be a plural word. I don't want it to be the single word, intimacy, but I'm going to talk about intimacies. Plural. Developing intimacies with the Holy Spirit. I mean, in different dimension, you getting close to the Holy Spirit. And other words, I said, Jesus said about himself, but I call it a Holy Spirit partnership. Coming in partnership with the Holy Spirit. I put it at the end of this. Friendship with the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Stewardship with the Holy Spirit. All right. Ownership with the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit owned it. He owned it.
Amen.
He owned it, but he knew he's a steward too, but he owned it. He knows that. When you talk about developing intimacy with the Holy Spirit, the This is where God wants you to be in this new year. You remember I taught, Holy Spirit, lead me through this traffic. Yes. This is where God wants you to be in this new year. Now watch what he says next. A place where you will never be taken down or out. You can't go down when you're close to the Holy Spirit. Go to a place where you'll never be taken down or out, no matter what comes up. Listen, knowing what to do and how to do it, everything according to his direction.
Thank you, Lord.
Correction, teaching, and instruction. Now, many never get to instruction because they don't take the correction. And the teaching. And so many in the church never receive instruction. Because they got their own pattern, their own set way they're going to do things, and they can't change because they're more guided by the flesh than the spirit. Now they think they're guided by the spirit. But the non-disciplined part of you is telling you that you're still in control. No matter what the spirit says, no matter what God says, I got my set rule. This is the way I'm going to do it. Yeah. And so therefore he can't trust you in that zone where you don't need no correction. Because you're going to repent as soon as you do something wrong. Yeah. Amen. I'll get to the scripture in a few minutes. I want you to tell you these things. Your health, your safety, and your prosperity will be realized and released. You get to the point where no one in no way can override what God say to you. You live beyond fear. You live beyond failure. See, pastorally, and I've been a pastor for a long time, but my wife looked at me across the counter and she said, you've been walking in apostle for a long time because you never was no regular pastor, she said. In essence. Pastorally, we come to church to solve our problem. And so when an assignment is given, your problem is more important than the assignment. And the assignment was to solve your problem. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right, stay with me. May the spirit of life unfold, listen very carefully, all your divine rights. May the spirit of life unfold all your divine rights. You're just on age. And then he said to me while I was praying and studying along this line, you cannot teach this unless you have experience in this area. You cannot teach this. I mean, I can't be up here teaching this unless I've had some experience. And I said, thank my Father of the Spirit. He has permitted me to have these type of experience and still permitted me and developed me further in his spirit, partnership, friendship, and stewardship. Now, in John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 12, I started to go to the 13th verse, but I got to go to the 12th verse because a lot of people in the body of Christ are still in verse 12.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Now, y'all receive a text from me? Huh? Well, the rest of the members did too. You see that? They think I'm just a pastor. You know, they just tell me what to do. But they're missing out. So they're in that voice. Yet many things to send you, but you cannot bear them now. They can't handle it. All right, your doctor appointment is on tomorrow at 9:00. You gonna be there? Yeah, you gonna be there. Huh? Your lawyer.
Bring it home, Dad.
You gonna be there?
Yes, sir.
What time your child supposed to be at school? They gonna be there. You follow what I'm saying? But the pastoral training have people like that. They just, you know, they just. So we got to move beyond this 12 verse. Even though this 12 verse is talking about a dimension of time that people didn't have the Holy Spirit. And because they didn't have the Holy Spirit, they could not understand divine transitioning in their lives. Divine. So you're supposed to always be having divine transitioning in your life. You're designed to live a supernatural life if you're creating intimacy with the Holy Spirit. See, you notice in Romans 8, those verses we read, you talk about how much the flesh get in the way. Go to the 13th verse. Watch the 13th verse, John. Now he's here now.
Yes.
But it's invalidated if you're not close enough to take his orders. Now do you realize how powerful instruction God have given you tonight when you talked about praise, prayer, and prophesy? Do you know there are some things that you talk to, they're gonna get on their knees? Because they know you know now. That you have the divine right to say something and it got to come to pass because you said it?
Yes.
Do you know God speak through your mouth?
Yes.
God speak through your voice?
Yes.
You have, even tonight, you have a brand new authority. I done prayed about that 3 times. I'm commanding you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I prophesy, then the Spirit gonna put some words in your mouth.
Come on,
are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You're gonna have to be prophetic. You're gonna have to be able to prophesy. Now the Holy Spirit, John laid everything out for us here. Watch what he says. This is so. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is coming? Now, we know he here, right?
Yes,
talking about the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
He will guide you into all truth. That's enough right there. You can shut the Bible. He can guide you into all truth. That means he guides you into all freedom.
Yes.
He guides you into all victory.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit will.
Yes,
he guides you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. The Holy Spirit is eavesdropping for me.
Yes.
When something come up in your life The Holy Spirit is eavesdropping in heaven to find out what to put in your spirit that you can handle like a God. You follow me? See, he's eavesdropping. He's not telling, he's eavesdropping. Whenever you got a problem, the Holy Spirit is your helper.
Yes.
And he's listening for a divine pathway that you want as a Christian. You don't have to travel naturally in a situation with a natural person would. You have a divine answer.
Yes.
You see, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I prophesy tonight that everything you're dealing with, you can begin to get divine answers. I'm not just talking about scripture. I'm talking about scripture that got you ready to speak out. Oh, my. Oh, my. Now, I'm going to say something, and you're going to grow when I say it. We got to stop being beggars. Begging God to do what he already have done. That's why Satan wanted it. He wanted us to be begging, begging, begging. No, pray with power. Mama, mama, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, it's already taken care of, child. So what mama talking about is already taken care of, but they'll see the results. Sit down. I'll finish reading this and I'm going to start giving you some points. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, I've seen so many things ahead of time. The trap was set. I drove to the trap and waved it and turned around and went the other way. I had ministers that had trapped for me. People have trapped for me, but they don't catch me. Now, I got something to tell you right now. Nobody gonna catch you no more. No, something getting on you. Something getting on you, I tell you. Something getting on you now. You're not going to be the same. We've done too much praying for you to be the same. Glory to God. So let's go. Go to the next one. Go to the 14th. I just want you to see this. I know you've been through here before. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. Oh, my God. This is so important. And shall show it unto you. What the Holy Spirit is showing you, what God saying. Go to the next verse, then I'll close. Then I'll close. All things that the Father has are mine. Wait a minute. I misread that. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. See, I'm looking.
Hallelujah.
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 Turn back to Romans 8. I want to look at the ninth verse. Romans 8, 9. I want to talk about, I've enjoyed this many years, and it's not hard to do, being in the Spirit at all times. I'm very seldom in the flesh. I don't desire to be in the flesh, and for the enemy can slip in on me. Being in the Spirit, Romans 8, 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You know, you can get to the point. I know you can get to the point. I've been in that point for 47 years. When my foot first hit the floor, I hear a scripture. I hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Now, nothing get too nice or too big and function and all dressed up. Are you God? God on my mind. I laugh and talk, but I hear God. Don't feel sad for me. Feel sad for yourself. No, I want to stay in this presence. Not 15 years, not 20 years, 30, 40, ever since I started. And he want all of us to do that. You got time for other things, but you still stay in his presence. Let's put out in our notes that intimacy with the Spirit is walking in and after the Spirit. Walking in and after the Spirit. Look at Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Look at verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yes, sir. Walking in and after the Spirit. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Let's go along this line. Thinking in the Spirit. Okay. In Romans 8:5. Romans 8:5 now. For they that are after the flesh do mind. Mind,
yes, sir.
The things of the flesh, but they are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually, that's like two different minds, isn't it?
Yes,
is life and peace. The 8th verse, so then in the day in the flesh, and I please God. Now I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you a shifting factor in this intimacy. It's actually in Romans 8:26. And I'm gonna go through four or five words. We might read it, but I'm gonna go through four or five positions. Mm-hmm. Every one of us start out in infirmities.
Right.
Inabilities.
Right.
I can't handle this.
Right.
But it's just where God wants you. See, infirmity. Then you go into prayer. The Holy Spirit helps our infirmity.
Yes.
And guess where he take us to? I want you to see in them little verses. The mind of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
The mind of the Spirit.
Yeah, you started off in infirmity, but now through the Holy Spirit and you working, you come into the intimacy, you move to another level, you move in the mind of the Spirit. As in Romans 8:26-28, you've got to study to get it. And then after the mind of the Spirit, he moved you into the will of God. Places where you can't lose. In the mind of the Spirit, you thinking like the Holy Ghost think, and you in the complete will of God, Satan can't go there. Can't touch you when you're there. That's what the Father designed you to be, to get into those places where Satan can't stop you, can't touch you. Satan does not have the mind of the Holy Ghost. Satan does not have the mind of God. So he don't know where you're going. But you start out in your infirmities, your inabilities, your inadequacies. He know you have them, but just trust him. He'll take you where you have the mind of the Spirit. Worry leave then. Fear leave then. That big problem gets small then. Because you're looking at it through the eyes of the Spirit. Then you go, the next thing is to the will of God. He take you to the will of God. You can't lose when you're operating in the will of God. Then he take you for your love for God. How much you love God. All that in Romans 8:26-28. He take you to the love of God. Then he take you to the call of God. Then he take you to the purpose of God. Then he says this with this type of intimacy. All things work together for good for them that love God. How many of y'all want to go there?
Amen.
I mean, attacks, distraction, no matter what come up, it's going to work out to your good.
Yes.
Why? You're in the spirit.
Yes.
You're beyond Satan, and you're beyond any situation that can come up.
Yes.
Because you've got close to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I say you got close to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Who knows everything. You got a call on your life.
Yes, yes, sir.
Very seldom. Everybody talk about call. I'm called. I'm ribbon so and so. No, all the body of Christ called.
Amen.
All of y'all got an anointing.
Yes,
all y'all can chase the devil.
Yes,
don't let the devil chase you.
Yes.
You got power because you're a child of God. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you to raise you up from any situation.
Yes.
Everything look like it's destroying you is calling for another resurrection. I said calling for another resurrection. Just like he rolled a stone away from Jesus' grave, every stone get in your way, he'll roll it away. But you got to trust him. You got to be in the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. What happened in Revelation 1:10? I was in the spirit. He heard. See, a lot of people stopped there. But he didn't only hear. He saw something. When you're in the spirit, you hear and see in another dimension. That's why you can't talk to everybody. You can't tell them all what's going on because they kind of look, well, I don't see nothing. You see, you need to go home then. Now, here's one for you. I'll give you verses. I'm not going to read all of them. 9 through 13, Romans 8, 9 through 13. Here's a statement for you because I want to get them all out to you tonight, these one. Now this is, I'm about to start cussing. So y'all pray for me. Here's the cuss word. Yielding to the spirit at all times. Yielding to the spirit at all times. Romans 8 and 9, the ninth verse says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, verse 12, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. I believe I'll live. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. See, we're talking about developing intimacies with the Holy Spirit. He can take you there. Let me give you another one. After going to being in the spirit at all time, walking in and after the spirit, after thinking in the spirit, you're thinking the spirit. And yielding to the spirit at all time, now you're ready for Romans 8:14. You can't just jump to Romans 8:14. Come on, I'm led by the spirit of God. No, you can't just jump there. Let me ask a question and be honest tonight. Boy, now this you really going to be honest to answer that question. How many times? You went through something, you did praying, you read scriptures, and you cried, but you know you wasn't being led by the Spirit. Well, you know, nothing changed. You can never be led by the Spirit, nothing don't change. Even if just you change.
That's right.
You stand up strong. Everything's still going wrong. You stand up strong and say, everything all right.
Yes,
see, the Spirit of God going, it's not going to change the problem for us.
Come on.
He'll change you.
Yeah.
See? So if he sees some flaws that you need to correct, he ain't going to mess with that problem. He's going to say, no, you got to get straight. Like repent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that word. Repent. No, you hear people like to hear repeat. Repent. Knowing how to stay properly connected to the Father in the Spirit. Knowing how to stay properly connected. Look at the 15th verse in that 8th chapter. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again, the fear, thank God. But you see the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And look at verse 17. And if children, then what?
Heirs.
As of what?
Heirs.
And what?
Heirs.
If so be, that we suffer from him, we may be also glorified together. And I'm not talking about going to heaven. I'm talking about living a glorified life right here, this, what is Tuesday night.
That's right. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, these words can get by you if you don't hear them. But I want you to go over them. I want you, the scripture to go with it is Romans 8, 19 through 21. But I'm giving them to you. Manifesting by the Holy Spirit. Manifesting. Causing things to manifest. Not going by the normal pattern. But I might add a word into it. Add two words. Manifesting in the spirit, manifesting in the supernatural, manifesting in the divine.
Yes.
You supposed to be able to manifest. Manifesting by the Holy Spirit. Manifesting by the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit is manifesting through you.
Yes,
wait a minute, Lord, I hear it. And the Holy Spirit is manifesting to you.
Yes,
what is rightfully yours, and then give you the power and lead you to get it.
Yes,
so just read Romans 8, 19-21, because I'm going to close in a minute. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. This is a very powerful one. And Romans 12, 1 through 3, those two go together. Mercy and grace must be in place to be close to the Spirit. Mercy and grace must be in place to be close to the Holy Spirit. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, Romans 12, 1 through 3 break down why man can't walk close to the Spirit unless they understand all three. The 12 and 1 got mercy in it. 12 and 3 got grace in it. See, mercy and grace shift you from a natural portion into the Spirit of God. I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God. You see, you can't bring your body to the Lord. You got to have the mercy of God to do that. Because this body be talking to you and will take you somewhere else. You present your body as a living sacrifice. Pastor can't do it for you. You got to do it yourself. You can't do it for me, and I can't do it for you. Then he said, be not conformed to this world. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove with that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Are you understanding what the Lord is saying to you?
Yes, sir.
All right, then it goes on. Go ahead, son. Then it goes on. Come on. Then it goes on. I receive your seed. Then it goes on. Ooh. Might be a pause a little bit, Joe. That's $500. Be not conformed to this world. Verse 2. And I'm actually, y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm actually in 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Yes, sir.
Something they don't talk about in the church no more. Being sanctified.
Yes, sir.
Being holy.
Yes, sir.
Living a righteous life.
Yes, sir.
Not hitting on none of the women in the church. They're trusting you to help them and you try to talk about you look good with your whore self. No, it's called, we need sanctification. Y'all my daughters. We don't probably have no sex together. You don't have sex with your daughters. Holy. I'm talking about holy. I'm talking about living a holy life, a sanctified life. You can't live it without the Spirit. You're in the flesh. You'll mess up. You got to stay close to the Holy Ghost. I don't let no men hang around me, messy men. No, I'm going to find you out. Yo. How many years you been with me?
40.
40, yeah. 40. He know. The need no do. Clean. Clean. Y'all need to live clean life. See if you're going to walk with the Spirit. The Spirit want cleanness. Now every preacher can't preach this. Whole lot of them can't preach it. You know why? They have not been in the full ministry gift for somebody to come snatch a mic out of their hands and say, go sit down, let me finish this.
Amen.
Then go, take them in the room and get them right.
Amen.
To make it too cotale, too many rookies back here. Oh, Lord. Yeah, oh, yeah. I know the Lord know too. Give me a few more minutes. So then Romans 12, 1 to 3, then you get in the third verse, you're talking about grace. You can't operate in faith without grace. Faith don't have nothing to operate in without grace.
Right.
Then in Romans, it dealt with people trying to have faith without hope. It doesn't work. Hebrews 11, 1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you got to have hope.
Yes.
I mean, you read, put in your notes, you read Romans 5, 1 through 5. The fifth verse said, hope make you not ashamed because the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
And it's talking about faith and talking about tribulation, talking about something you're going through. But it get to Romans 5, 5 and tell you how to handle it. Now, in order to walk close, oh my goodness, to walk close to the Holy Spirit, grace and love must be in place. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Grace and love must be in place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's a few people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many online? Hallelujah. That's kind of almost consistent now.
Hallelujah.
That's 3,000 or 4,000 people. That's just a hit, you know.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Now these three thrill me.
Yes,
in this voice, these three thrill me.
Yes, sir.
I used to drink when I was out in the street. You know. And we stayed out all night. But I ain't never got drunk like this on this voice. This is the most intoxicating voice I in the spirit. He said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. All three of them. I love to talk about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. What? If you can't get drunk on the word, you need to quit drinking. Hallelujah. You're being called tonight to get closer to Jesus, therefore closer to God. Write your scripture down. I'm going fast. John 4:6-8. Now, I want you to see this one. I took you to the scriptures already in John 16. Here's a statement I'm going to make. I want you to write down. I feel the Holy Ghost. Now, oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I preach myself happy up here. Glory, glory to God. Praise his holy name. I don't know nothing about no Tuesday. In the spirit. You can't have no Wednesday and Thursday and Friday in the spirit. You got the flow, man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody breaking out. Get your joy back. Just because everything don't look right don't mean everything ain't going right. I want you to do some supernatural thinking. Stop thinking in the natural. It always, if you're in the natural, the enemy going to irritate you. You better know that everything's not going to go right all the time. But know how to shift. Satan can't stay in a room of praise. You start saying hallelujah, glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the word of God. He can't stay in that. Praise. Oh, I hear something. Oh, my. I hear something. Praise is poison to Satan. He suffocates.
Yeah.
When you begin to praise God, Satan begin to suffocate. I can't breathe. He can't breathe in praise. Now you got your answer. All you got to do is get in the room and start praying God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can't stay there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never heard that. Praise is pardon for Satan.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? He can't breathe in that atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Only the Holy Spirit will tune you into the accuracy of God. Only the Holy Spirit. That's why we go back to Romans 9:1 for a minute. Go back to Romans 9:1. I've been preaching about 45 minutes. Romans 9:1. Y'all going Christmas shopping tonight? That's where some of my members went. Wonder where the money came from. They ain't gonna have as much next year. Also, I want you to hear what the Spirit is saying, living in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. John 14:16. Let's look at it right quick. I got one more to tell you, and then I'm going to close. Living in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. See, the comfort of the Holy Ghost never runs out. And I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. 17th verse says, look at it. 17th verse says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him. Why you know him? For he dwells in you and shall be in you.
Yes.
Go to verse 18. thank God for the Holy Ghost. What that voice say? All right, now you read it that time. You read it that time. But I want you to get in the realization of what how powerful that is. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. We're going to handle this. Let me get you out of debt. Turn to Luke chapter 12. I'm finna read and pray. We're gonna make a declaration and Leroy are gonna come. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. And I want you to thank financial now. I did tell you don't thank financial in the church. That's stupid. How you got you? You walk? Then it's gonna be 22 degrees. Tomorrow, I said, you're going to need some finances because I don't want to be hitchhiking tomorrow. I don't want no man walking in the yard with no keys in his hand talking about he come to cut the gas off and stuff off. You need some money. And don't be stupid. You need some money. We all of us need money to live in this world. John just built a new house. This boy here just built a new house. Well, they need money to build it. This boy adding on house for his mother-in-law, bigger than the house he got. He lives right behind me now. He an add-on. I look back there, Jesus Christ, he's building another house. Just so his mother-in-law and his father-in-law come stay with him. You had to have money to do that. Then you living right behind the apostle. That boy ain't no fool. That boy come in and got a good girl and stayed in the church, stayed with me. But he got up in on mom appreciation. 17,000. Where that money coming from? Seeds. Y'all got quiet now. I'm just trying to show y'all something. I'm just trying to show you. Hey, young man, $17,000. Always sowing. And I see the one sowing getting out. The seed gets you out. Not what you're saying going to get you out. The seed gets you out. Oh, hallelujah. Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you what? The kingdom. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupted. For where your treasure is, that's where your heart be also. Now listen to the prayer I'm going to pray. I'm reading it, but I want you to come out over this church. Father, examine my life. Take note of where my treasure is. Through my giving, I have proven that my heart is with you. You alone are my provider. I acknowledge that without you, I would have nothing. Therefore, I'm not afraid to give. I have no fear because I know it's your good pleasure to give me the kingdom. When I give, you give back to me in abundance. The riches I receive in return never fail. They cannot be corrupted or stolen. My harvest is always protected by your anointing. And in you, my increase is eternally guaranteed in Jesus' name. Now, y'all get up, stand up, and say this with me. You ain't gonna stay here and be broke. You ain't gonna stay here and be worried. You ain't gonna stay here and work all your life. Just work all your life. Sometimes at times, just fly. Yes, sir. Well, you just got back from Paris. What you remember?
Yes, sir.
Get ready to tell us a little something about Paris. Yes. Say, somebody might go. I've been there once, honey. I've been there before. I might go back. Just tell me where to go. Tell us something happened. We had John. John was talking so fast, we thought they heard some of it. And I tell you what I did hear, by him backing up the apostle, he's living big. And I mean, John, Ronald said 40 years. John, how many years have been?
30 years.
About 30 years. 30 years. And just back up. Boy, I can preach. This is just back up. Just back me up.
Amen.
Yeah, I got ladies in here serving me, been serving me for 15 years every Sunday. Serving me and my family. Got husband wait on them. What do you think going to happen to them? I mean, just serve us. For 15 years they've been doing it. Now, I never say anything about it. I just let you know. I receive. She's something. She take care of me. I don't go to the barbershop. I had to go nowhere. My wife don't have to go to the beauty shop. She comes to the house and do it. Take care of us.
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad I ain't got to go to no barbershop. I'm just people been messing around there with all them different people. They looking and creeping, you know. All right, now, watch what you're saying because your finance is about to change.
Yes, sir.
Say it with me. I have no fear.
Of financial ruin.
I do not entertain
thoughts
of bankruptcy,
or
even
ruin
credit rating.
I know that
it is my Father's good pleasure
to give me His kingdom.
He enjoys
showing me
with His blessing.
What have I to fear?
When I have such a loving Father
taking care of me.
No,
I will not fear,
but will continue to work
His unfailing
laws
of increase.
I give,
and I'm giving back
in
incorruptible
riches.
My heart
is with the Lord.
And His provision
is with me.
Raise your hand and praise God.
All right, Junior. Hallelujah.
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 Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.